Welcome to Minority Corner.
With an Eke.
And James. Learn, laugh, play.
It's like Blue's Clues.
Only more black, gay.
And lady like.
Could that be any slower? Are these slow ladies? Listen, us gays are getting fast. Lady like, gay like, do it. Done. Love you, girl.
This week on Minority Corner, I'm going to be talking about some black ladies and black hair.
Wow, Aneke, that's what fantastic. To compliment your beautiful black hair that you have going on, I wish everybody could see.
Oh, thank you.
She's got...
I've added like 3 tons of fake hair to my head.
She's going to be whipping it back and forth like Willow Smith at her wedding. She looks like she, you know, her alter ego Dawn from Danny Kane would be there. Is cousin Dawn coming to the wedding?
Dawn's old face. Let's remember that.
Is that your nickname? Dawn's old face.
Yes, that's the name of my band.
Well, listen, Dawn.
My garage punk band.
Well, listen, Dawn's old face. I'm going to be talking. Just refer to you as Dawn's old face for the rest of the minute. So listen, Dawn's old face. I'm going to be talking about Sailor Moon.
What?
That's all I'm going to lead you in. You have to wait to find out.
Fighting power. What was it again?
Fighting evil by moonlight. She's Sailor Moon.
Oh, moonlight.
Sunlight? We gotta rehearse.
I don't know.
And that was the American version.
Never runs from a true fight. She's
Sailor Moon. So I'm singing the Japanese version. You're singing the podunk American version.
The version that got us both hooked.
True. Fair enough. All right. Weapons down. I'm on your side. Hey, Dawn's old face.
It's the gateway drug.
Dawn's old face. Let's go to the corner.
All right. Let's go. All right. I'm ready.
See you over there, Dawn's old face. Aneke, I have to call you out to the viewers right now.
Why? Listeners. What's going on?
off the record, Aneke said that was the jankiest intro we've ever done.
It was all over the place.
So I make no apologies. Sorry, I'm not sorry, everybody. Sorry, I'm not sorry.
Oh. Well, you also said that our podcast is held together by paperclips and gums. So.
That's true. We are the MacGyver of podcasts. It's holding on by a heartbeat, and that's why they love us. We're the little engine could.
Everybody, yeah, we're ragtag.
Everybody loves the underdog, the Bad News Bears.
It's true. It's, you know, so true. Sandlot.
That's us. We're the what's the other one with the soccer? Groundhog Day? The Big Green Day. The Big Green.
I've never heard it.
It was like the Mighty Ducks. We're also like the Mighty Ducks. Ducks
I thought fly that was together. Ladybugs.
No, the Mighty Ducks. They were the hockey one, and there was 3 of them.
No, the soccer one was Lady...
And Lily Sobieski was in it.
Already
off the map. We're going to redirect this.
Here we go.
And take 2.
Here
take
we go.
2. And hi, Aneke. How are you?
I'm welcome. Good.
Welcome back.
Welcome to Minority Corner, everybody. Still listening out there.
People just turned off already. They're like, we're done.
We'll wait till next week for this one. But this one's going to be a good episode. Together. I promise.
Hold on. Yeah. So, Aneke, there's something that you were going to... talk about. You wanted to confront me on air.
About your fabulous vest that you're wearing right now. You're like, hold on, I need to change my outfit. And then you left and came back wearing this jean cut-off arm vest with some fringe. You're voguing for me right now. You are showing it life.
It's my going out outfit. I am an old man now, and I went out the other night, and it's like, I've been out like twice since I've been here in New York, and I've worn this vest both times. I'm like, woo!
Everybody,
I'm going to show everybody how cool and hip I am.
Everybody needs to realize that this vest looks like it's added like 1987. Like, it's straight does.
It's super fringed. It's giving me life. And I wanted to wear it now because I had a blast last night.
Oh, that's good. You're reminiscing.
Well, yes. So I have like my one go-to outfit because I'm an old man and going out, which
just
I think
like
you
me.
Can relate.
Just like me. It's hard to find fashion, James. It's so freaking hard to find fashion right now. And I think it's because we're both old people. Because
stop it.
I went to the mall today because I'm going on my bachelorette and I needed a club dress. I needed something to look cute in. And one couldn't find jack shit. It's all fringe Coachella festival wear. They literally call it that. They have tassel fringe.
Oh, God. Is it like all... Wait, you said they have like African attire for Coachella?
No. No.
Okay, because I was going to draw the line. No. She's like, can I wear my dashiki?
It is like just
goes back to before. Two episodes if it's a costume.
I know. If it's a costume, you are appropriating. It's just before. It's literally like... the step before appropriation. They're like, here's some kind of tribal patterns, but we're just gonna eke it out. You know what I mean?
So you didn't want to wear that for your bachelorette party?
No, thanks.
Oh, here's what you should do. I think you should wear an Indian headdress and a sash and a sash that says number one bachelorette, and then go to just a bunch of gay bars.
Yes.
And just go to a bunch of gay bars. That's how you should spend your bachelorette party.
That doesn't sound offensive at all. That sounds like the most welcoming, fun-loving, open-hearted group of women ever.
Aneka, you're going to get so hated on, but good luck. It's your night, girl. It's your, live it up.
I'm basically just going to dress in a giant penis outfit. That's what I'm going to do.
That I support.
You like that?
It's going to be dicks all over the place.
Yeah, just a giant dick suit.
BT Dubs, you had your bridal shower party thing.
I did.
You said, FaceTime me. And I FaceTimed you twice, and you never picked up.
I didn't see you FaceTiming
me. Okay, sure.
I didn't even get a message saying, no. And one, I like how you're telling me on air about this, and we never talked about it before. And two, I never got anything. I was actually kind of mad at you, because I was like, James said he was going to call, but I didn't see anything about him calling.
And I did. Like, I swear, I did. I FaceTimed twice.
The drama is
unfolding this week on Minority Corner.
I'm literally looking at my phone right now. I don't see it. I think my phone prevented us from, hanging out with each other.
Okay. All right. Well, I was looking forward to it. Oh, but can I tell you why I wore this vest?
Yes. Tell me why you were wearing that vest.
I went out last night with our friend Maury, longtime listener.
Maury, shout out.
She wanted to go out to some... Oh, God. She's going to kill me. I don't remember. It was some Portuguese band.
Oh.
Some Portuguese, there were some Portuguese, hip-hop house band.
That sounds fun.
I think they're called Baraka. Baraka.
Ooh, something. Okay.
And we were supposed to go to a show. Our friend Jeremy, he had a show, Poetic Kinetic something or other.
He's been doing that since college. Shout out to Jeremy.
And I lost my ID at the Berkeley Bowl a few weeks ago.
Stop calling it the Berkeley Bowl.
Oh, the Brooklyn Bowl. I get confused. James wants to go back to the Bay Area, I guess.
I know. To the grocery store.
So I still don't have an ID. And then I get to Maury's and she's like, got your ID? I'm like, fuck. So we had to go back and get my passport.
Okay.
So we missed Jeremy's show because it took forever. And so then we went out. But luckily, listen, I don't go out. And I'm so glad because this band was starting at 9 o'clock.
Yes.
And because they're they're Portuguese, they started at 9:01.
Yes. Right
and
on
the Portuguese
time.
Crowd, because they get crazy. They were getting buck wild up in there. And the music was amazing. It was these two Portuguese dudes and this Portuguese woman.
Okay.
Fabulous. They were rapping. They had us on the ground. They were like, get low, get low, get low. And they made everybody get on the floor. Get low. And then they were and jump up in the air. And however the Portuguese language. It was amazing. It was so good.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then
it
ended. Mm-hmm. And Maury's like, all right, let's keep going out, because she never goes out, and I never do. And I was like, I wanted to get up early.
Yeah, I hear you.
Go to the gym and not feel hungover.
It's nice to have a nice, good sleep.
She's like, let's go out to... Exactly. She's like, let's go out to a gay bar. And she's like, where to go? I'm like, girl, I haven't been out. I don't know. I don't know the scene. And so we're out in the cold, Googling things.
You just moved to New York.
And I don't go out. I just don't. It's, I have a show opening up in Tribeca. I don't have time.
Oh,
I have a hit podcast. I don't have time.
Oh, my.
Then I was like, let's not go. Let's rain check. We'll go out another time. And then she's like, well, beer and pizza. So then we all get beer and pizza.
Yeah.
And then the pizza place was like, you can't have beer, only pizza. So then Maury was like, fuck it. So we got a giant pizza from Artichoke Pizza.
Okay.
Maury got a cab. Whisked me away. I felt like Pretty Woman. She got a huge pizza.
Oh, excuse me.
Whisked us away in a cab. I didn't pay for anything. She bought
Wow.
And then the best part of the night was that we were back at her house by like 11 o'clock eating pizza and beer. And Saturday night.
Yep. That's what's up.
And I'm in my 30s now. And like, I said to Maury afterwards, it's like, the concert was fun. Because she wanted to go to the after party. And I was like, it's in Brooklyn. But that's how you know. Like, I was just like, my favorite part of the night was pizza.
I know. Pizza, hanging out, drinking some beers.
You're like, sweet, the concert will be over by 10:30? Awesome.
That's like my dream. Whenever I can go out for a little bit so I feel like I'm like a woman on the town, but get home like early enough where I can go to bed and still wake up feeling refreshed, I know I'm living my life right. I don't even care.
I know I'm doing the right thing.
I am doing a good job. Exactly. James. I have to tell you about my day on Friday.
Yes. What happened?
Are you ready?
No.
This was like 20 minutes of weird. It was just 20 minutes of nonstop weirdness happened to me on a normal run-of-the-mill.
What happened?
So I left work and I had to run some errands because I want to get some stuff for the wedding. So I went to Joann's Fabric, which is the best for everything. And it's in...
And this is Friday.
This is Friday.
Nothing says Friday like Joann's Fabric.
Oh, I was living it up. So I went to...
I could just see you.
I was excited. I was like, I'm about to go to a fabric store. I'm going to get my shit done. So I went to El Cerrito because they have the bomb-ass Joann's Fabric that I find everything that I need there. Yeah. So I was like, okay. And they have a strip mall so I can like knock two birds out with a couple of stones. Go to CVS, go to Joann's, and then...
Look at you, woman on the town, Friday night. Watch out, CVS. Hey, watch out, Joann's. I'm getting
it. I got this.
You do.
I am Olivia Popin' my crafts.
You did. So you Olivia Pope that Friday night.
James, are you ready for this? I can't even believe all this shit happened. So I go to the mall in El Cerrito, and I go, okay, I need to go to CVS because I need to pick up some tampons because, you know.
Lady times. Lady time. As you do.
So I went into CVS, I found my stuff, and I stood in line. Then this old woman, there's two lines. This old woman walks past me, pauses as she is walking past me, and releases three loose-ass booty farts.
Wait, did she look at you as she did this?
No, she was
okay,
looking straight
ahead.
Okay,
I mean that she's like looking back at you like, I'm doing this. Bitch.
No, it was even weirder. It was almost like she was a robot and she just stopped. And then it was like one of those types of farts. And three of them.
And this is at Joann's Fabric?
No, this is at CVS.
Okay, because if it's at Joann's, I was thinking she wants to keep you away from the fabric.
No.
She's like, this
is
mine.
At CVS.
Okay,
it was
no
weird. So that's whatever. I would have been like, whatever, no big deal if that happened. And this was in line. I was standing in line, and she went into the longer line next to me.
Okay.
And just stood there. Anyway, so I left. And as I'm walking, I want to pass my car to put the things I bought at CVS in my car before I go to Joann's. Right. There's this older couple walking in front of me, and the man is carrying a piece of raw meat.
Like, in his hands?
Yeah, like, swinging it like a fucking hammer. Like...
Maybe
and this
just
is like a
middle-aged. This is El Cerrito.
It looked like a pork loin. It was all just like swinging around in his hand, and then they open up the trunk, gingerly place it in the trunk, and then get in the car and drive away.
But wait, was like the meat covered up?
No.
It was just like in his hands. Like, I've got this meat in my hands.
Yes. Yes.
El Cerrito again. I'm not surprised. This is El Cerrito.
And then here's the third. The third part, I was like, that's weird. But then I went on with my day. I'm walking into Joann's Fabric. I'm in the floral section looking at some fake ass flowers. Ooh. This old black man shows up who's wearing a gold hoodie.
Mm-hmm. Like sparkly gold?
Like, you know, like the shimshimery kind of gold, like black with like gold details on it.
Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
And he's like in his 60s.
Oh, okay.
He comes walking up to me. There are other people in the aisle. He comes walking up to me and he goes, do you know where the foot care aisle is?
At Joann's Fabric?
Yes. And I go, I don't think they have that here. And he goes, are you sure?
Uh-huh.
And I go, I'm pretty sure. And he was like, oh, I don't know. And then he walks away.
I like how he's trying to debate you about this. Like, I don't know. Joanne's right? Fabric, clearly known for all their foot care needs.
Foot care? And then here's the bonus round.
There can't be a bonus. I can't handle this. Things can only happen in threes.
It was too much. That was in 15 minutes, all those things happened to me. And I was like, what is happening? I'm about to die. Bonus round. I go to the fake hair store to get these 10 pounds of hair that I attached to my head yesterday.
Yep.
I'm in line buying the hair, and there's this woman behind me on her cell phone. And black lady fake hair stores, everybody knows, they're kind of cray. People are a little kooky, badooky up in those stores.
This should be, like, but, we should do a play based just in the black lady hair store.
Oh, I'm down. We'll do it. We'll David Mamet
it'll be that. Like, it'll be like Clerks, but in a black hair store. That's literally God, the so plot good. Of the movie. That'd be amazing. That'd be so
especially
good.
Especially because of this lady who was talking on her phone. Okay. She was talking to somebody. I don't even know who she was talking to. And then all of a sudden, I hear her say, yeah, I'll be your nasty-ass bitch.
All right. After this episode, you and I, we're putting pen to paper. We already have the plot of the movie. It's everything that just happened to you. We'll throw in a few other little things, like a lady with her poodle or something. And boom,
I'm into it.
Done.
That's, we did it.
We're doing the black version of Clerks set up in a that's
in the black lady hair store.
So if you're listening, don't go to El Cerrito.
Is nuts. Don't go to El Cerrito.
Don't go to El Cerrito. If you're in there,
weirdo.
Get the fuck out. They're farting.
Get out. Go to Albany.
Foot care.
Go next door.
Go next. Go. Get away. Get out of there.
Oh God!
That's
I had to share it.
I'm glad you survived. Wait, weren't you gonna ask me about that text I sent you?
Yes. Okay, so I thought that we were going to be recording yesterday, and so I called James by
Which
accident.
No.
I know, but I get confused sometimes. And so, okay, I call you, and then I go, you didn't pick up, as you do. And then I ended up
because we're not scheduled to record.
I know. I'm your friend still, though. Why didn't you pick up?
I was like, this is weird, and I just let it ring.
Did you really?
Well, keep going, and I'll tell you what happened.
Okay. So,
I'll tell you your side, and then I'll tell you what happened on my end.
Okay, so then I text James with...
I don't remember what I wrote. I don't remember what I wrote.
I'll tell you what you wrote. I'm going... Okay. I'm opening it up right now, and I go, oh, ... we said Sunday, LOL, never mind, which I thought was normal. So I walked away to go, you know... enjoy a little 420 relaxation because I realized that we
now
weren't...
she's high.
And then I come back
now, in that case, stone.
I come back to my phone and I see that you texted me back. And this is what James wrote. Why don't you want me to see you? And I'm emphasizing that James used the letter U, like Prince, and did not actually spell out you. And then after that he writes, what are you doing or wearing? ! And then the third text message, suspicious. What the
Nikki,
F-U-C-K does that even
this
mean?
This ties back into two conversations we've already had, actually.
Does it?
So, look at the timestamp. I was out with Maury at that time, and you called, and you were like, where are you? So you would call, you would called. Yeah. I was out with Maury.
Yeah.
And then I tried to FaceTime you directly after you said, oh, because we were at the concert and I wanted Maury to say hi to you.
How come my FaceTime doesn't work because it doesn't say anything
about
FaceTime?
So I FaceTimed and then you didn't pick up. And I FaceTimed you right after you texted me. And I was like, oh, wow. She's like naked or she's like wearing some like weird cat lady dashiki or something.
What? Yeah, because I just hang out
and
in my house
why
in a cat suit.
And then afterwards, Aneke was like, you texted, you were like, I'm really high right now. What does that mean?
Because I was confused. I was so confused. And my phone apparently doesn't like to tell me that you FaceTime me.
Yeah, because this is, so it's all coming back full circle, connecting that story to two stories of something's up.
Yeah, my
we need
phone.
To get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. Because without the context of knowing that you tried to FaceTime me, that makes no sense.
Why won't you let me see you?
Suspicious.
What are you wearing?
Suspicious.
Suspicious. I was a little tipsy at that point.
And the best part
is... I thought you'd find this humorous.
I do find it humorous, and also the time difference makes a big deal, because you're all like, I was out having fun. My phone, the timestamp is like 5.
I'm already having drinks at a concert, getting ready to be in bed by midnight.
time ever.
11 if I'm lucky.
Oh my god, all so
right.
good.
All right, girl, let's head to the corner. Where are we going next?
Let's do this.
Or first.
We are gonna go to a beauty products for black women.
Ooh. This is all setting us up for our black lady clerks coming up, too.
So. Oh, it is. Oh, wow, look at that connection.
Yeah, look at
I
you.
I like it. I like it a lot.
See, what do we call it? What do we call it? Beauty Supply Store? That's the name of the movie.
Sure.
That's Beauty Supply Store.
I don't like it.
It's very
it's a little
catchy,
too
I'm
obvious.
Sure. A little too on the nose.
Yes. See, Beauty Supply Store, written by Aneke and James.
Sounds like a children's book. All right, see you over. See you at the beauty supply store, girl.
Ooh, let's go. James.
Beauty Supply Store.
Beauty.
Here's the theme song for our movie. Here it is. 5, 6, 7, 8. Beauty Supply Store. That's the thing.
That's
song.
It.
Just, let's keep it simple, Aneke. Like, Clerks was a very straightforward, simple movie, and ours should be no different.
Oh, my lord.
Just capturing the realness of, yeah.
Oh, man.
We should also record live from a beauty supply store, sort of like a documentary.
Oh, it's going to be crazy. It would be like the ending of our Dolores Park episode in the beauty supply store. I'll be your nasty-ass bitch. If anybody said that to me, I would just dry up into a piece of dust and float away. I just couldn't handle
that. I just pictured it. That's the end to Aneke. What happened? Yeah, somebody walked up to her and said, I'll be your nasty ass bitch. And Aneke just
turned into dust.
Gone. Turned blew away. That was the last we ever saw her.
Okay.
Okay. We're here.
All right, so
I'm ready to get fixed up, did up. I went to a beauty supply store and I got a tornado twirler.
Oh, what's that?
You rub it around your head and it does little.
Oh, yeah, those are cute. Okay, so. Mm-hmm. First, I'd like to start us off with some facts.
Thought you're going to say a prayer.
Yeah.
A beauty supply prayer. Isn't tradition before you go into the beauty supply store?
You've got to say a little prayer.
To the hair goddess.
Yes, whoever it is. I can't even think of a funny name for a hair goddess right now.
Shalasa.
Sure, that works. Okay, so black women spend
Wendy.
Nine. Come on, James.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Wendy.
You were saying...
And also, I like how you tried to make Wendy sound exotic. Wendy.
A goddess Wendy. Goddess of the hair. We ignite our hair on fire for you. Okay.
No, thanks. All right, so here's some facts. So black women spend $9 billion on beauty products alone.
Holy shit.
Which is twice as much as any other ethnic group. And then by 2017, the black hair care industry is estimated to reach $500 billion.
Like a year?
Yeah.
Aneke, we're in the wrong business.
I know.
We need to open up a beauty supply store. We can make hella money. And it's like the first billionaire was a black woman.
I know.
Right?
Yeah. Mary C.J. Walker. Madam C.J. Walker.
Madam C.J. Walker.
Yeah. And then black women spend about 4 times as much as white women do on hair. So that's another fact.
Our shit's hella expensive, though, too.
What?
Because it's like also pricier, though, too, right?
Oh, yeah, it is. So this is the point that I wanted to bring up, and you're touching on it. So there's 2 different aspects that I want to cover here. One, why do black women spend so much money on beauty and hair products so much compared to white women and other ethnicities? And then also, where are these products, you know? So the first part,
yeah.
I kind of want everybody to, like, just think about hair. Hair grows out of everybody's head. And normally when you think about a black person, you think about kinky, curly hair. And then when you think about a white person, they have straight hair. But that's not necessarily
hair,
true.
Hair. Long, beautiful hair. Curly hair. Black hair. Everybody's got hair.
That should have been my intro. Why didn't you
say... I don't know. It just came to me now. Instead I went, beauty supply store. It just hit me.
Okay.
Damn, we started this segment off wrong. Okay, continue.
So, I don't understand why there's even a thing called black hair products, because there isn't, like, Asian hair products. There isn't European hair products. It's hair products and black hair products, I feel like. And
but isn't it because the texture of the hair is different?
There are white people with curly-ass hair. And there are black people with straight hair. It's just hair. I've known so many people who have come up to me and said, ooh, I can't find any products that work well with my hair because they're not black, but they got curly-ass hair. But if they were to get black hair products, it would work for them, right?
Mm-hmm. True. Mm-hmm.
Also, there's so many different salons out there that do not cater to black hair. It's so weird.
Tell me about it. The first time I really experienced, like, ridiculous racism was when I was in Miami.
Yeah.
And I was working for the cruise ship, and I needed to find a hair... I didn't realize that on ship they could give haircuts.
Oh.
So I went off into Miami.
Yeah.
And every place, I had, like, 6 hours off, right?
Yeah.
That's all you had.
Oh, my God.
I went to all these different salons and places... And I've never had anybody have a problem with cutting my hair before.
Right.
And I would walk in and they'd have like looks of horror
on
their
face. Oh my God.
Like, we can't cut your hair. We can't. Like, I searched all over the city. It was really hard.
That's ridiculous.
To find someone to fucking give me a haircut.
It's ridiculous. I can't even believe that that's like, it's a phenomenon. Like, it's really, okay, for all you allies out there who are not black, go to your hair salon and see how many stylists do black hair.
And you know what? Here's the thing. That should be a requirement. If you're going to learn how to do fucking hair,
you should be able to do all types
all
of hair.
All the fucking hair.
Exactly.
Like, that's bullshit. Like, that it should be a requirement.
Right.
You shouldn't have to go searching far and wide, journeying deep. To go find someone to cut my fucking hair.
Right? It's bullshit. It's just hair. It's hair. Like, it's not like it's some
and
sort of
it.
Foreign, weird thing. Like, you can figure it out. I'm going to put people on blast. If you don't know how to do black hair and you're a hairstylist, then you're not 100%. I'm sorry.
That's like a surgeon being like, I don't know how to operate on black people.
I know.
Sorry. No. Your organs are just so different.
It's like, come on. Like, just figure it out. It's not that big of a mystery. You can do it. I promise you. So that's one of the aspects that, and this whole big thing is just another ploy to kind of keep black women down. The whole natural hair movement is because we've been conditioned to straighten our hair to appear more white.
True.
To appear more whatever, acceptable or whatever people have said in the past. This is one of the reasons why the black hair industry is $500 billion, because there's so much hate, self-hate floating throughout it. So the one thing,
they profit off of this. Mm-hmm. They profit off, like, you know, showing us the Beyonce's hair and just like all this big, beautiful, straight, luxurious hair.
Right.
And they profit off of that image. And, you know, that's one thing, too. It's like you look at a lot of the different communities and they manage to keep their money in their communities. Like, even like, you know, Latino businesses support other Latino businesses or Asian communities support other Asian businesses. Like, where the fuck are the black businesses and the black communities keeping each other alive? Mm-hmm. Fuck, there it is. We need to own our own black beauty supply stores. And you know,
exactly.
Often it's rare that I actually go into a black beauty supply store and see it owned and operated by black folks.
I mean, the one that I went into is not owned by black people.
I've actually never went to a black beauty supply store that and seen it even operated or owned by black people.
Right.
If we owned our own, which is weird that we don't own other communities have taken upon themselves to own those businesses because they know how much money goes into it. Like,
right.
Even the products should be like, you know, black corporations making this, like, that would just funnel so much more money into our community. Like, these products that we're using. Like,
right.
We're totally, it seems like we're being fed an image.
I
and
know.
Other people are profiting off of the money that is being made off of it.
Exactly. You hit the nail right on the head. And that is a harder issue to tackle because it's so huge and so prevalent. One issue that I think that we can help to slowly chip away at the issue that you just lined up is this thing on aisle discrimination that I'd like to talk about right now.
Aisle discrimination.
And this is something that I've never really completely...
I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Because you have to go to a different aisle to find black hair care products.
Exactly.
They're not even... Sometimes they're not even near the other product.
Right.
Sometimes they're like on the opposite side of the store in a corner. If you're lucky. And
right.
If that And if you happen to be like in a neighborhood or in a neighborhood in the city or in a town that doesn't have a high population of black folks, there will be none of those products. Right? There will be none.
Like, isn't that fucked up that like they segregate hair products? One, it's fucked up because one, not all black people have the same hair texture. And two, some white people or people of color who aren't black might benefit from some thicker hair products for their own thick hair that's on top of their heads. So it's a disservice to everybody to keep it separate. It's just another insidious thing that tells our community that we're different from everybody else.
And like less than, and like in this like bit of a corner, or like, oh, that's special. Oh, I'm sorry, we don't carry that for your hair. Sorry, we only have Vidal Sassoon.
Right.
You will not have clean hair. Sorry. Like, you don't get a haircut, you know?
Right. And people want to say, oh, you look unkempt. Oh, you don't look like you're taken care of. Well, it's hard if you can't find a person to cut your damn hair, you know?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
This hairstyle that I did, braiding hair, I am kind of attributing a little self-hate because I did add a ton of length to it, but it is braids. So,
yeah, braids is like, that's our shit. Like, it is our people's shit. Like, it's different.
And I had to teach myself how to do this because otherwise it costs like $500 easily. So,
but what I like about that is that that's almost cultural tradition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's something very, oh God. Talking about that shit, when I used to work on the cruise ship, we would stop by on Laba D. Did I tell you about this? Royal Caribbean's private owned beach on the island of Haiti.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
To Laba D, yeah. And so then you'd have all these people who'd be like, ooh, I've been to Haiti.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck you.
I know.
You've been to like a little secure private beach.
Right.
You've not truly been to like the war-torn nation of Haiti. The worst part about it is they'd hire some Haitians and they'd come over the fence.
Yeah.
And they'd have hair braiding and you'd see all these like white, these non-black folks.
Yeah, getting their hair braided.
Just coming on with their like, their braids and just feeling like they've really
at least to but the here's the thing at least some ladies some Haitian ladies are getting some business.
That's true, but it still looks like slavery.
I know, it's not good. It's a not,
it's like one, still the whole entire cruise ship industry in general, like there's reason why Americans don't do those jobs is because you get paid shit wages.
Oh.
And it's why, and it's mostly people from like more economically disadvantaged like nations, and they're there to like send money back to their families. Usually tears their families apart because they're having an affair because they've been away for like 8 months.
Oh my Lord, this is drama.
It's really bad.
But two things. One, not a good look, Labadee. And two, if you have straight hair and you're thinking about getting cornrows, just don't do it. Here's a PSA for you. Get some fake hair added in. Cover your scalp. It's not a good look. You'll get sunburned on your scalp. PSA from Aneke, your friendly lady friend. Coming at you. So
thanks, Aneke.
You're welcome.
Cover it up.
So here is a little bonus cap to the end of my story that makes it kind of a little uplifting.
Oh, yes, good.
So one of my favorite hair products, and you just mentioned it too, that you like it, Shea Moisture. One, black lady owned. Two, all natural, all vegan, no animal testing, and available in Target, available in CVS, available everywhere, and it's a really good product, and I really encourage all of you, every single person out there, no matter what race you are, whatever hair texture, you should use it. James just grabbed his. And
I have a 2-in-1 renewal system conditioner and it smells amazing.
Yes.
It took me a few days to figure out what that new smell was that was following me.
Yeah.
It was my hair. Everybody, it was my hair. It makes me want to make sweet, sweet, passionate love to myself.
When I use mine,
I smell so good.
I know. When I use mine, people tell me that my head smells like a cookie. Like, their smells are so good. And we're not even getting paid for this. We're just very excited about this product.
Yeah. Once again, I mean, free commercials on Minority Corner.
So here's
welcome.
So here's the reason why I really want to promote Shea Moisture. Because one, their product is good. Two, black lady owned, which is great. And here's the third part. Their first commercial, their first ever television commercial that they're producing is called #BreakTheWalls. They're taking a stand against aisle discrimination, and they are forcing their product to be put on the same shelves of all the other shampoos and conditioners. And that's their whole commercial.
That's where I found it. I was like, I was really kind of taken aback because I was like, hey, this looks like a black hair care product, yeah, but it's right next to the white ones.
I know. It's the best. So in their video, well, not their video, but, you know, their commercial, they use...
They have a music video?
Yeah, no. No, their commercial...
Tell me it's like Rihanna in there or something.
I wish. That would be awesome.
Just like hair.
It's close enough.
Condition it. Yeah.
So they know how to serve their audience because they got these YouTube natural hair stars, which I actually know because I spend a lot of time on YouTube watching these ladies do their own hair, and it helps me out. Mahogany Curls, Natural 85, and Sunkiss Elba. All these ladies with different types of curls, too. Show them walking down the aisle, and it's very dramatic. They're like, break the walls, and the walls like bust open, and then there's Sham Moisture.
Like the Kool-Aid guy?
Kind of, but you know, sassier, a little cuter, less sloppy.
Okay, good.
Kool-Aid
Can
man's
we also
a little
break
slops.
Away from the Kool-Aid? Yeah. Also... Did you ever see that Kool-Aid ad with the grandmother?
Yeah, well, that was like 10 years ago.
No, but the one where it was like, it's like this very sophisticated black family. They're like, you know... It looks like they're turning it around. They're like, okay, we're showing a sophisticated black family. And then there's, like, the grandmother, the matriarch. She's, like, reading this, like, heavy book and has glasses, probably solving the cure for cancer. Mm. And they're like, we've got Kool-Aid.
Oh, my God.
We've got Kool-Aid, everybody. And she turns around, takes off her glasses, and she's like, with lemons in it?
No.
That's what I'm imagining.
No. It is not like
and
that.
And then the Kool-Aid guy bursts through, and he goes, oh, yeah.
Get him out of here. He's a rip-off. I can't handle him. But everybody, mix up your products.
Can I just think... Yeah. Thank you for talking about this, because I think it's another thing that I think for listeners who've never had to think about where can I get a haircut or where can I get hair products for yourself.
Right.
Like, think about... Like, these are what we talk about privileges. Like, that's a privilege. Like, we have to go that extra mile to, like... We can't just get a haircut anywhere and everywhere. We can't just get our hair care products anywhere and everywhere.
Right.
Like, it's been specialized. It's been marginalized.
I had to go to the goddamn Black Lady Hair Store to get this hair in deep-ass Oakland.
The beauty supply store.
Yes.
A movie coming to cinemas next summer.
So let's take a stand against aisle discrimination. It's low level. We can all work towards it. Everybody use different hair products that is good for your hair, not just because where you find it. And
yeah, fuck that shit.
Don't get cornrows if you have straight hair. I'm sorry.
I'm over it. Yeah, don't do it. I'm talking to you, young Jenner. What's that Jenner girl?
Kylie.
Fuck her.
At least she adds some fake hair up in there so it looks a little bit thicker, but she is stealing our black lady looks. I'm sorry. She is.
I also just told like a minor to go fuck off.
She's not a minor. 17. She's an adult. She's an 18-year-old.
Oh, good. Then
that's why
fuck
her and
off.
Tyga are like taking their relationship public.
To another level?
That's yeah, I don't know. I don't like it.
I barely know who she is.
We're not talking
I don't really
about...
care.
Nope.
But I do want to say I had a dream the other night where I was driving on a weird up and down freeway that was floating in the middle of the sky, traveling with a lady friend, I don't know who, listening to Selena Gomez.
Oh. I dreamed
in my
dream.
A dream. Touching myself. Doesn't Selena Gomez have a song called Touching Myself? Doesn't she?
I don't know. I'm singing Les Mis.
She has... I know. Then I'm ignoring it. But, like, that's a Selena Gomez. She has a weird song. She's like, I can't keep my hands to myself.
I wish I
and
could,
then in the video, it's her breaking into this, like, really hot guy's, like, house. And she's just wearing just his shirt, like, his button-down shirt. And it's weird because I know Selena Gomez is technically over the age of 18.
But she looks like a baby. She looks like a tiny
16.
Baby.
Yeah.
So
did
she
talk about this last week?
Wait, no, we didn't. But was she, like, a naked burglar? What's happening? What's this video?
Well, something like that. And, like, that's the image they're putting onto young girls.
I don't
break
like
into
it.
Houses naked, put on some guy's shirt, and be like, can't keep my hands to myself. It's a good song, though. I do like it.
I sing that song in my car.
Well, coming up next, Sailor Moon.
Fighting evil by night light.
Please don't sing that version.
Dooba dooba gaga goo da. Dooba gaga goo.
You're part of the problem, not the solution.
All right.
Part of the problem, not the solution.
She's the
I'll
one called Sailor Moon.
Nope. So you just had to get it in. And I can't believe you haven't questioned why I'm talking about Sailor Moon. You just take it as, like, face value.
Because I'm your friend. Come on.
Aw, thank you. Thanks, friend. Let's go be friends in the Sailor Senshi corner.
Okay, let's go. Let's go.
Sailor Moon.
Can't keep my hands to myself.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. We're done with that.
Okay, so why are we talking about Sailor Moon, James? Tell me.
So we're going to use Sailor Moon as a vehicle to talk about the history of LGBT characters throughout animation.
And we're going to... Oh, yes.
We're going to go through a little bit of history, and then we're going to stop at in the 90s for a bit and hang out with Sailor Moon. Actually, we'll go past Sailor Moon, and we're going to come back. Because
this is
going to
be a
ride. Vice just did this documentary, this mini documentary, that was pretty much talking about how, for most, like, pretty much, like, if you ask any queer kid if they watch Sailor Moon, most of them are going to say, oh, yeah. Like, Sailor Moon has been a safe haven for a lot of queer kids growing up, and not just queer kids, but, like, you know... women as well, and other folks, but, like, she really, queer kids were really able to identify, and especially, like, the actual original, and we're going to talk about the American version and how it really happened in Japan.
Oh, yeah, I know about this, but I won't spoil it, because I don't like spoilers. Yes.
Yeah. Because you can even take a look at, like, Disney characters, so, like, how gay characters have shown up throughout, like, history, going back as far back as, like, when they first originally were being portrayed, a lot of times they were kind of the joke, or they were kind of, like, the villains, or they were, like, sissified.
And, like, really, like, effeminate, kind of, right? Like, that was kind of, like,
And so, like, in 1935, they had Sinbad the Sailor, and there's, like, all these sailors singing around, and then this, like, really... dolled up sailor shows up, and he's like, woohoo, yeah, and he's like very much like sissy, and all these pirates throw knives and swords at him, so
oh my god,
get out of here, sissy guy. And
what,
so
the hell,
the butt of jokes, but, like, it goes back and forth, and, like, queer people are kind of cool and interesting, because we can go back to Bugs Bunny, and throughout the 40s and the 60s, Bugs Bunny was serving it up as our first animation drag queen. Because if you remember, Bugs Bunny very oftenly, for over 20 years, to escape Elmer Fudd, would dress up in his lady garb.
This is
several
very true.
Times
this is very
throughout
true.
Throughout the history. And he shows that he has a very elusive collection of female clothes. And he was,
where does he keep it all? He's naked otherwise.
But exactly, he's usually naked, but then he'd get all dolled up. And he, you could see it, he, like, really enjoyed it. Like, he, like, lived for it. And he would do it to be able to escape danger. You know, so it's like dressing up in drag as, like, you know, getting, like, escaping danger. It was
freedom.
Like, uses, like, freedom, perhaps, for him to be his true self. And then we go to 1942, Bambi.
Remember
the little scene between Bambi and Flower? So in 1942, Bambi and Flower, they meet. And Flower was able to flirt with Bambi openly and with no consequences. So this was a nice example of, like, there being no consequences.
They flirted?
Yes, because he goes...
I haven't seen that in forever.
Yeah, he goes, he can call me Flower if he wants to. I don't mind. And then he bats those Maybelline eyelashes at him, at Bambi.
But wait, isn't Flower a girl?
No, Flower's a boy.
Go back
and watch that.
There's all sorts of gender norms
because
being
last
challenged
compared,
in Bambi because Bambi has some long-ass lashes, too.
Last year, week, you compared Ariana Grande to Pinocchio, and you were a little off on that story. Just go back, look at your
She's a real girl when she takes her ponytail down.
Okay, keep telling yourself. Keep pitching that story to yourself. So, but then we get to Cinderella in 1950, and... it features a very big gay panic moment because the two male mice get cozy together and it's a little bit too much. And it's like this huge, like, oh no, they were too cozy. And there's like a big panic moment.
Oh my God. What year was that?
That was 1950.
Okay.
59 to 1991, Snagglepuss.
That's a long time.
Snagglepuss. Remember Snagglepuss?
Kind of.
He was a very exaggeratedly, very theatrical pink lion. So he was showing a very, like... lions don't have to be necessarily masculine. He was pink, very, you know, that gay uncle of ours hanging out. So he was, with no consequences, he was, like, the lead character in his own little spinoff series.
Oh, that's right, I remember.
We get over to the 80s, from 83 to 85. He-Man.
Yeah.
Gay. He-Man was living a double life. He was Prince Adam, and then he was also He-Man.
Oh, I didn't.
And he never, throughout the history of, like, the movies or anything, shows any romantic interest in any specific somebody. He could be asexual. But he's also battling a skeleton the entire time. Skeletor. So the skeleton in his closet that was obsessed with him.
What? James, is this your dissertation? This is, like, some... this is some good reads.
Well, because there's a lot of coded stuff that actually, you know, and they talk about this in the celluloid closet. In the celluloid closet, it's a very good documentary. It actually calls out a lot of Disney stuff of, like, Disney villains and how they were coded. And actually, a lot of even, not even just cartoons, but a lot of movies, but specifically focusing on, since we're talking about cartoons, Disney villains have very coded, subtextual gay tendencies. Ursula. Modeled kind of after, like, a lesbian.
Yeah, but also divine, too.
Well, yes, true, right? But as, like, in that the villain, scary, like, you know, either drag queen or something's off about them, right? Something,
right.
Literally adopting queer characteristics and putting them on villains. Jafar, that weird facial hair.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah.
Scar.
That uncle with, right?
Yeah.
Dude from Pocahontas with the little pug.
Oh,
the
villain from Pocahontas. Yeah.
Gaston. You know, he's our muscle, Gaston's our muscle bunny, you know, gay dude, right? And unfortunately what that does, and the celluloid closet talks about this, is that it puts these characteristics, kids view these and they see these as wrong, right?
So that's so messed up. Yeah.
So these kids see these as wrong. And so if there's any other kids that display tendencies like this, no wonder these kids get, it's like almost like systemically putting it into these kids' minds.
Oh my God, that I never realized how deep that is.
And even in the 90s, you had the Powerpuff Girls who they fought this guy. He was pretty much Satan. They called him him. And he was, you know, pretty much very sculpted eyebrows, made up cheeks, candy-coated voice. He was kind of deranged, very like effeminate characteristics, and he was the devil.
Oh my God, that's so fucked up. Weird because
the Powerpuff Girls is a very empowering female story, so then to have this weird...
Right, that's weird. They were so empowering. Yeah.
And then when we come to 1999, did you... Okay. So SpongeBob SquarePants and Patrick.
Yeah.
So did you know this, that SpongeBob SquarePants was actually banned in the Ukraine?
What?
Because they believed it promoted homosexuality.
How?
Well, Patrick and SpongeBob were just too gay for them. They were like, they're gay lovers, keep it out of the country. There is some subtext there that can be argued.
But nothing that would be detrimental. What?
Yes. Well, and then you have the Peanuts, you know, Peppermint Patty.
Yeah.
Velma from Scooby-Doo. Can we stop here and talk about her? Lesbian.
I think Peppermint Patty way more, like, was...
Well, no, but here's the thing. James Gunn, the screenwriter for the Scooby-Doo films, who also did Guardians of the Galaxy, he said, in quote, pretty sure she's gay. And then Linda Cardellini, who played Velma, she said, there were some scenes where Velma comes out of her shell, and she said, I wouldn't say she comes out of the closet, but she says that she thought her sexuality is a little bit more ambiguous, but...
Nuanced.
So... Then we get to, so I'm gonna, we're gonna rewind back to Sailor Moon. So we're kind of just seeing the broad scope of things. And
yeah, the Sailor history.
Sailor Moon's gonna push all of this in a much more direct fashion. Because a lot of this is kind of like, because even How to Train Your Dragon in 2012, there was this character who, Gober the Viking. It's a very small moment, but Craig Ferguson, who voiced him, he says, as the character, he ad-libbed this line. He says, because there's two married characters who are arguing, and he goes, this is why I never married. That, and one other reason.
Oh.
So it was like this hinting at his character being gay. And this is, you know, recently. Yeah. And Paranorman, there was a jock named Mitch. Right.
Yeah, I like that movie.
He rebuffs a female peer's advances by explaining that he has a boyfriend.
Yeah, it's really a sweet moment. It's a really good movie.
And there's some rumors that actually Frozen's Elsa... There's reason to argue that she as well could be lesbian, and that that's why, like, a lot of, like, not just kids love Let It Go, like, a lot of, you know, gay folks and queer people love that song Let It Go because it talks about, you know,
being yourself. And, yeah, that's good.
And not, and then to bring it back to, so we're doing really, really well recently, mm-hmm. and then Wreck-It Ralph in 2012 ruins this.
Oh, by, no.
Ralph ridicules this lisping, flamboyant antagonist, King Candy, by calling him a Nelly wafer.
Ugh.
So Wreck-It Ralph, you know.
Come on, Wreck-It Ralph. So and we're I heard go that there's some weird stuff in Zootopia, too. Like, there might be, I think I read in a review that there is a villain type character in Zootopia that has like feminine qualities that are shown negatively, which kind of disappoints me because the movie's supposed to be so good otherwise.
And it's supposed to be like really like female empowering and stuff too.
Yeah.
I went to go see Allegiant with my boyfriend, and now mm-hmm. you're thinking, but how is that possible? He's all the way over in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
We both
I mean,
went
I know
up
how
the
you
same
guys
are
doing it.
Oh, we both went to see the movie at the same time.
Yeah, it's cute. It's really cute.
Went to see Allegiant. Aww. He wanted to see it.
Do you guys FaceTime it?
Wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. No, we just talked after the movie.
Oh, that's cute. You guys had a talk back.
We did. We had a post-show discussion. Yeah. It was very short. Did you like it? Yeah, it was okay. Better than I thought it was going to be. And that was it. Extent of the conversation. All right. Now for the main event.
Yes.
Sailor Moon. So like I said, you pretty much ask any queer kid if they watch Sailor Moon, a majority of them would say, fuck yes. And so Vice just did this documentary about the importance of how Sailor Moon is for queer folks. For those of you who don't know who Sailor Moon is,
mm-hmm.
you're doing it wrong.
You lived under a rock for like 1,000 years, but whatever.
But Sailor
welcome.
Moon... yes, welcome back. Sailor Moon follows the story of Usagi in the Japanese manga, or and also Sailor Moon has been dubbed for like in over like 50 countries. Like she's huge.
Like
and
you can't get away from Sailor Moon.
Can't and like worldwide.
Yeah.
And this is also probably the nerdiest thing I've ever talked about. But Sailor Moon also had a huge impact on me and my life.
This isn't that nerdy. We could go some deep nerd shit, but you know, this is.
Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah.
I can't go that deep.
This is still popular nerd shit.
Okay, all right. So it follows the story of Usagi Serena, or Usagi in Japanese manga, Serena in the US, not Serena Williams, and her friends as they battle evil, and it's a lot of lessons about, you know, friendship, mm-hmm. essentially being badass, and the most thing that a lot of people connect with is that it features a diverse group of girls, and these girls were like...
Sort of.
Very
the black ladies.
What?
So we're the black
ladies. But we're talking about diverse in terms of, like, personality, right?
Okay,
I mean, this is Japan. Like, this is a Japanese anime, so I'm not going to, like, go into those details. That's another
Sailor
conversation
Moon's
that
blonde.
I don't want to go into.
Okay, yeah.
I don't want to go into that.
Okay.
But when I'm talking about diverse, I mean, like, diverse in terms of personalities. How
okay.
many people are able to, like, connect to different... there's something for everybody there. And they deal with all kinds of things, you know, empowering these ladies, mm-hmm. loss, they deal with death, things get really fucked up in the series,
mm-hmm.
getting them to be in touch with their feelings, their emotions, and not being like a bad thing, and most of all, the importance of love, and it's many, that's what they're fighting for, she's mm-hmm. the soldier of love and justice, you know, so dealing with all of those things, and at the same time, they were still girly, they were strong, they were flawed,
mm-hmm.
smart, brave, all these different things, and most importantly, when we talk about Sailor Moon, so... backtracking, the manga ran from 1991 to 1997.
That's it?
There are 15... Yeah.
Wow.
There were 15 individual chapters that were published, and then the series, the anime series, ran in Japan from 92 to 97.
Oh.
I think it was, like, the later 90s when it got dubbed into English. And there was only five... There was five seasons.
Uh-huh.
But only two were originally aired in America because...
Oh.
When you get to the third season, so at first, the first five, all you have is Sailor Mars, Sailor Venus,
mm-hmm.
Sailor Mercury, Sailor Jupiter, Sailor Venus. So you only get that.
Okay.
And so then as you go into the other ones, you get to the Outer Senshi, and it's Sailor Uranus.
Okay.
And you get Sailor Neptune, and they were lovers. They were lesbian.
Yes,
lovers.
I remember hearing about this. Mm-hmm.
So you didn't actually. So the first of they only do the first two seasons because they were like, oh, we can't air this. But in Japan in the 90s, they were like, whatever.
Yeah, way more advanced than we are. Jeez.
Meanwhile,
we're over here in America being like, it's the 90s. It's the 90s. We're so cool. Little did we know, we're being protected.
And then still you have things like coming out in 2012, Wreck-It Ralph talking about, you know, Nelly Wafer. they didn't air those last three seasons because they were like, we don't know how to deal with this. Mm-hmm. They eventually, like a few years later, they redubbed it and they did seasons the next three and four seasons. Mm. So they did three and four. Mm-hmm. And they made them cousins.
Oh.
In the new American dub, they made them cousins.
What? Come on.
And it gets really weird to explain because they're holding hands romantically or like giving each other flowers. And they're just like, the dubbing, it's just so weird.
That's
and
the
like,
laziest explanation. Just say that they're girlfriends. Jesus. It's not like the world's going to end.
Exactly. And their love is, it's really beautiful how they really fight for each other. Kind of like, remember those gay soldiers in the Greeks?
Yes.
Who used to fight and fuck for each other?
Yes.
The warriors.
Yes.
And Uranus and Neptune, like, fight and fuck for each other. And it's pretty intense.
Wow.
And they also were kind of like the outsiders of the Sailor Senshi, which the Sailor Senshi stands for either guardians or warriors.
Mm.
And the Sailor Soldiers were called that. Mm. So they redubbed it, but they still didn't do the final season. Do you know why they didn't do the final season, even though they redubbed it?
Why?
Do you know what happens in the final season?
Why?
The final season, we meet the Sailor Starlights.
Ooh.
They are transgender.
Ooh.
In the real world, they're these three male rock stars.
Okay.
And then they transform into these women who are these Sailor Soldiers.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So they were just like, then the U.S. was just like, we don't know how to fucking deal with that
at all.
Oh, my
God.
Like, they couldn't
just
be like, there's no cousins involved in this
God.
One. They had no way to spin it. So that still to this day has never. So Viz Media is now re-releasing the others. They redubbed it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they've redubbed the last series. I think it's still not being redubbed. But they redubbed Uranus and Neptune's storylines for them to be actual lovers.
Oh, okay, good. So the story can actually make more sense.
Right, yes. What's interesting about the Sailor Starlights is that this one transgender character in the documentary was talking about how they loved the Sailor Starlights because it was like regardless of if they were in their female form or their male form, they were also these rock stars that everyone was in love with, but they were still the same person regardless of their gender presentation.
That's so good.
But they're right. And that the other, nobody judged them. Like the people who knew that they would transform into these women, these badass women.
Yeah.
Nobody judged them weird. In fact, all of the characters had crushes on them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then you move into the final season, spoiler alert, everybody dies.
Oh, God.
Series gets really heavy. Yeah, everybody dies.
Oh, my God.
Her, Sailor Moon's boyfriend is missing for half the series, and they're like, maybe we'll find him. His airplane never makes it to America, and he's missing for most of the season. Then you find out he's dead. One by one, Sailor Galaxia murders them all, one by one.
Dark.
And her daughter disappears. It just takes a turn.
This is dark.
Yes, that was Sailor Moon. Also, little tidbit, for the week of September 11th, the first volume of Sailor Moon was re-released, and it was the best-selling manga.
Oh, really?
September 11th, 2011.
Wow. Sailor Moon has to be like the Harry Potter manga, because it's its own universe.
And it's even said to have influenced things like Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and Sabrina. And things also just, it fits into that canon of, X-Men and Wonder Woman, Wizard of Oz. Because, and why queer people really flock to these stories, because it demonstrates, the resilience of people who are outcasts. Because all of these characters focus on people who are outcasts, and then they have to surround themselves by friends and companions who love them for who they are. Because that's what all of these stories are about, is finding friendships outside of your traditional family, which a lot of queer people have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the documentary is it's only like a 10-minute documentary. I highly recommend it. We'll put the link on. But it's really cute because this band of queer people band together through their, they were outcasts and had no friends growing up, and now they're like, we feel so honored to have been able to form a Sailor Senshi with each other.
Aww, that's good.
And and then at International Sailor Moon Day, one of them, he gets up and he has a speech, and he's like, we will build a stronger world together because Sailor Moon brought us together.
Aw, that's sweet. Sailor Moon Day.
Yeah.
When's that?
I don't know. I didn't do that. I didn't do that research.
Well, I'm going to look that up. I'm going to do a library thing. A library exhibit on Sailor Moon Day. That'd be kind of tight.
That would be really tight, yes. So there it is. Disney, I think Disney's gotten better.
They've gotten better, but they need to keep checking themselves because it sounds like they are slipping a little
they
bit.
They did a lot of... And they did a lot of damage over time.
Yeah. It's called just let the vision be told. It go? Like, we should have had... Well, there you should let go. But
so
also,
are you saying,
like,
they should let it go?
Yes. Disney needs to let it go and just let people see the true story of things. And stop making, like... I don't know. I get so frustrated how... all of these negative images have been kind of given, spoon-fed to me through these children's movies, like you were saying. That's, like, so frustrating to me, you know?
Yeah, right. And, like, these kids who, like, see these images of, like, oh, like, if, you know, there's a young girl or someone who sees Ursula would be like, I don't want to be like that.
Right. Even though I think Ursula's pretty fucking badass.
I think she's badass. I think she's cute. I want to say I think she was a lesbian, and she was like fucked over in the kingdom, and she was like, you know what? I want a little power for me.
I'm into it. I want the Ursula story.
I want me too. Disney, get on it. I want her to be a lesbian. And yes. Do you want to know what else?
What
is that? I read this article about The Little Mermaid. How it's pretty much based on the fact that it's the most shallow story ever.
It's the worst.
They've never spoken to each other.
I know. They
fall in love based on thinking each other's cute.
I know. It's really bad.
That's the whole story. And she's also a hoarder.
No, she collects junk from the trash in the ocean.
And she has personal attachments to these junk and, like, her life is over when her father, like, gets rid of her junk.
I mean, come on. She's friends with a crab and a fish.
True. She's a little crazy. And then, like, you know, yeah, so they've never spoken to each other, but they're like, hey, you're cute, I'm cute. And they just want to do each other, really. And she's
I know.
A hoarder.
And she leaves her whole family and her world behind for this one guy that she just thinks is cute. Ariel, yes. Get it together.
She's kind of nuts, right?
She's a
nuts.
Fucking princess. And she gets to leave to go live with some dude. She don't know anything about this guy.
And she's like, why would you leave the ocean, which is really... She's coming to our world, Aneke. She does not know what's coming in store for her. We have guns, Ariel.
It's not good.
There are guns that
she
are going to shoot
know.
And kill you.
She's
going
to see everybody dumping their trash in the ocean.
They're going to be eating her dad.
No. This is the worst.
Like, she chose wrong. And then guess what's going to happen? Eric is going to see some other gut girl that's even cuter. And
yep.
Gonna be like... bye.
Because that's essentially what he did. That's the whole plot of the movie, is he saw somebody else who was cute and was like, all right, I'll go with you. And then she has to win her back. And the movie is way better than the freaking real story, which is the saddest shit in my life.
Because doesn't she turn into foam at the end?
She doesn't succeed. She ends up first cutting off all her hair so she could get some, like, knife. And her sisters are like, kill him and then you can come with us. And she's like, no, I don't want to kill him. And then she dies and turns into sea foam. Actually, she doesn't even die. She doesn't die. She just turns into sea foam. It's the worst.
Little Mermaid. We should remake that after we do our beauty supply store.
I like it. It will be the short that opens up before beauty supply
store. That's a good idea.
Like Pixar?
All right. Yeah. We're just like Pixar. Move over, Pixar. There's a new place in town. Aneke James Productions.
Ooh. I like that.
Right?
That's good.
NJP. All right.
Well, thank you for sharing that, because that was like a bummer for me to realize, but I'm glad that I know now, so I can have talking points when I show it to kids, you know?
Absolutely. And you know what, parents, if you have kids, have them watch Sailor Moon, because that shit is awesome. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I completely agree.
And if you're an adult and you missed out, fucking get up on it, because there's actually a new Sailor Moon series called Sailor Moon Crystal, and it just came out. It's a little weird, but just watch it.
Is it a reboot? It's still pretty... Or is it, like, continuing?
Yeah, they rebooted it. And they moved the storyline faster. But,
yeah.
Oh, and they also had this, like, there was a gay couple in there, too. They were villains, but they had a beautiful love story. But
aww.
There was,
See?
And that was in the first, In the first season,
and
there
they
was
cut
this,
it out?
Gay, this gay couple, they were part of these villains, and they were gay. But they, oh, no, they didn't cut it out. They made one of the guys a woman.
Oh, my God.
And that was in the first season.
Oh,
so, actually, Sailor Moon came out of the gate gay. She was like,
yeah. Yes.
Sailor Moon.
I love how they give nuance to their villains. Beautiful love story
right,
for
they
a villain.
Just like,
come on.
Were, Yeah, okay, Disney, if you want to have evil villains, give them a little, you know, dimension.
Yeah, so we can feel the conflicts in our hearts.
Yes, because then when those villains got killed, you were like, your heart broke because you were like, but they were in love.
Right. So, I think I'm going to go rewatch some Sailor Moon. I'm convinced.
I would love to do that with you. We can share on our Netflix screens. I would totally.
Oh my God, let's do that. We did it with Jem, and it was the best.
We'll talk about Jem next week.
Oh yeah.
There's a black character in that, Shayna. Jem's diverse. So.
Yeah.
Oh, Jem is very diverse, so that's good. We can talk about Jem next week. Oh wait, I think we already talked about Jem.
We've done so many episodes now.
All right.
Can't
keep track. Can't track. All right, let's go to the whatever's coming up next.
Ooh, surprise. Surprises.
Surprise in the next corner. Quizlet update corner.
So we were just like furthering our conversation, and I was thanking James about bringing this up, and James brought up Jafar, and I also wanted to bring up too that the artists for Aladdin, they gave Jafar way more exaggerated ethnic features compared to Aladdin and Jasmine. So there's a lot of subtext in all this stuff that we're missing, but we're so it's like visually getting it.
It's like almost like fear the gay ethnic person.
Right. Right.
They're evil. They will try to take everything you have.
No.
And they will try to rule the world. That's why the Donald Trump supporters are so scared because they've been watching Aladdin. They've
been watching
on
Aladdin.
Repeat.
I know.
They've been watching Aladdin and they're like, they're trying to take over our country and get our Princess Jasmine's.
Mm-mm. It is not a whole new world up in here.
Well, we're trying to make it. Well, anyways, Aneke,
yes.
I've got a quiz for you.
Quizlet Corner.
Okay.
Ooh.
One of these is false.
Okay.
As in, not true.
Okay, thank
as
you.
As in,
okay.
A lie.
Oh.
As in,
oh.
Don't pick it. As in, wrong.
Thank you.
Sometimes I don't explain the rules to you, so I want to make sure. Sometimes I just jump right in.
You were thorough today. You were thorough. Okay. I'm into it.
No questions?
Yes.
No questions.
No
we
questions.
Know what we're doing.
I know what I'm doing.
Okay. You've heard the rules.
Yes.
Now let's play the game.
All right. I feel like I'm going into, like, American Gladiators now. This is like...
You are! Or, like... Or Legends of the Hidden Temple, which
yes.
is kind of weird and racist.
I know, now that I'm thinking about it.
Because, like, the tribal men would, like, kidnap you.
Yeah, and it was, like, Olok, the, like, god or whatever spoke
yes.
to you.
Oof, 90s. Do you think we could audition for that? I have always wanted to go on that show, and I think you and I should audition. I know it's for kids. Legends of the Hidden Temple.
That show is not on anymore.
It's coming back. I forgot to mention that. That was what I meant to mention. It's coming back.
Oh, I was
so
gonna
instead of auditioning
say.
For the so instead of auditioning for the Amazing Race, we'll audition for Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Oh, weird thing. Now that you mentioned Amazing Race, we went to college with Tyler, who won Amazing Race, and I saw him on the street, and I didn't say hello, but he remembered who I was.
Oh, I thought that was the end of your story. I saw him on the street, and I didn't say hi.
I didn't.
And that was like
no,
it.
But I was talking like, to a pair of nice ladies at the, where was I? Blondies. I don't know. Don't ask me why I was there. But we were drinking, and I go, oh, there goes Tyler. And one of them screams out, Tyler! And I was like, oh, no! And then he walked back, and he was like, oh, hey, Aneke, how's it going? And I was like, ah! So
did he talk about the Amazing Race? I'm obsessed with reality television.
A little bit.
Did he say... Oh,
he
wow.
was like, you know...
Was he like... He was like, when I was on The Amazing Race, I had to, like, jump over alligators.
No, it was more like people were like, oh, my God, you won The Amazing Race. And he was like, yeah, the crazy things you do in your 20s. He now owns a restaurant on Mission in San Francisco.
I want to hear more.
Well,
I'm going on that show.
Well,
whether I take you, my boyfriend, somebody,
oh,
that homeless lady down the street,
I
I'm going on.
Got replaced. I thought that we had a pack, that it would be me and you.
Quizlet Corner.
It's okay.
You also potentially got replaced by the homeless lady.
I know. I'll accept
Clearly,
Jerome.
Aneke,
I'll accept Jerome.
Aneke, And like, I throw anybody under the bus to get on that show. I just threw out my own boyfriend too. So, okay. One of these is not true.
I'm ready.
Here comes the Caucasians, a new MLB team.
MLB?
Major League Baseball.
Oh, okay.
Here comes the Caucasians, a new Major League Baseball team.
Okay.
Number two. Mm-hmm. Study finds black youth are more likely to abuse hard drugs than white youth.
Oh, okay.
Number three. Bernie Sanders predicted the Panama Papers.
What?
Could be true, could not be true. Number four. Unicorns are helping everybody poop properly.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Rick, you didn't even bat an eyelash at that last one?
No, because I am informed.
I was sure you'd be like, what?
I am informed, and also I'm on Facebook when you're on Facebook, too, sometimes.
Damn it! You were just like, mm-hmm, yes, I know. All right, so you think that one's true?
Yeah, that one's true.
Okay, yes, everybody, there's a thing going around on Facebook, look at it. It's about
Squatty Potty.
It's really weird because
everybody knows about watching it.
I didn't know.
Okay, not everybody.
It was news to me. Watch. We should all be squatting. Mm-hmm. It's more better for us. It's more better. More better.
Mo better blues.
Mo better poop. And all right.
Actually, now, yeah. All right, so that's what I do. I put my feet up. My bathroom is small, so our toilet is really close to the tub. So I put my feet up on the tub, and it simulates a squatty potty, which I almost got because it's supposed to be really good for your sphincter.
Oh, because it helps to get the poop out
properly. Mm-hmm. And it's a really cute video. Listen to James.
It is a cute video. It's unicorns. They're pooping out yogurt. It's cute. Watch it. Get the family. Yogurt. Gather around the computer. Watch these unicorns poop and learn something. It's
yogurt.
Oh, well, ice cream yogurt. I can't try. All comes out the
same
way.
Okay, I know which one it is. I know which one it is.
What?
It's the first one. And it was a t-shirt that this guy wore on an...
Wait, no, that's my one that I'm saying is true. Oh, I forgot to read it as a question. And then the question would be no, and therefore it's true.
Oh. What?
So it was should have been, here comes the Caucasians, a new MLB team? Like a question. And then the answer is like, no. No. And then, so it's true.
Okay, so I think I get this portion of Quizlet. When you describe how to play the game clearly, the actual game then becomes super confusing.
Yeah. So no, that one is true.
It is not a real team, though. It was just a guy wearing a shirt to make a point.
Right. Do you want to explain what happened? Well, it was Bomani Jones.
Okay, yeah. So I didn't know his name, but he was just going in to replace a guy in some sports talk show.
Mike.
Okay, but he's not a Mike. He's a Bomani.
Yes.
And so he
was... So that day it was Mike and Bomani.
And so he was wearing a shirt to... And it said the Caucasians, and it had a little, like, the mascot was like a little white guy with like a dollar sign. And it was drawn...
It was literally just like the Cleveland Indians mascot, like a white guy and like the money sign, you said.
Exactly. Which is like, proves a point that Cleveland Indians mascot is terrible and wrong.
And he blew, white Twitter was upset.
He got so much hate.
People got so upset. They were like so offended by it. And he said, you know, this is the same thing that goes on with the logo for the Cleveland Indians.
Right.
He's like, so if you have a problem with the logo of this, you would have to have a problem with the Indians. But if you're quiet about the Indians, and now you got something to say about my shirt, I think it's time for introspection.
Right. That's the thing that pissed me off is how many people were upset about this. Like, how do you not see it? That gets me so angry with the world. Ugh.
Agreed.
Okay, so since I got that one wrong, I'm going to say black youth are not more likely to use hard drugs.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes. We like weed and booze. We like weed and booze.
Yeah. So the rumors are not true. Non-Hispanic white youths using cocaine were 30 times higher than African-Americans.
Whoa.
Hispanic participants trailed slightly behind, showing 20 times the odds of cocaine use compared to the African-American brethren. But yet, 1 in 3 African Americans and 1 in 6 Hispanics will be incarcerated at some point during their lifetimes. By contrast, that number is 1 in 17 by Caucasians.
Whoa.
So, again, we're just being... We're not even the ones who are doing all the shit.
Targeted.
The war on drugs has... We got targeted, and we're not even doing the most drugs.
Nope. God damn so, it. It's depressing,
and I just
want
to briefly touch about the Panama Papers. Yes. It's just crazy.
I know. I can't even believe this.
If you haven't heard about the Panama Papers, this is a huge thing, and it's kind of sad. I don't think America is making enough fuss about it. Thank God for social media.
Yeah.
And it's not an accident that, you know, if you haven't heard about it, it's not your fault, because
it's not really being talked about. You have to actually
dig
it up.
And it should be. This is huge.
Yeah, this is huge. Rich people scuttling away money from the rest of us.
So there were, like, over 11.5 million documents. It took 400 journalists and an entire year. Mm-hmm. And what they found is that over, like, 140 world leaders from 50 different countries have been keeping their money over in Panama due to the Panama Trade Acts that have happened.
Mm-hmm.
And Bernie, back in 2011, was denouncing the Panama Trade Pact. He was saying that... He was pretty much predicting that something like this would happen.
Oh, my God.
And breaking down, like, so Iceland overthrew their prime minister. Like, over 60% of, like, their population came out to protest.
Yeah, that's
and
they so
overthrew
cool.
They overthrew their prime minister because he had money in Panama.
Right.
Like, he was making all this money. And these companies aren't being taxed. They're getting no, there's no taxes that are coming out of their money.
So
and
messed up.
The U.S. has one of the highest corporate tax rates at 35%.
Oh, wow.
So I think what happened was 500 of our largest corporations have $2.1 trillion overseas.
Wow.
That's more than the entire GOP of India.
Wow.
They avoided taxes up to about $620 billion in missed revenue.
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
So we're missing about $620 billion, and with that money,
yeah,
here's what we could do.
What could
here's
we do?
What America could do.
Yeah,
we could end the national deficit, which is $483 billion.
Damn.
We could put an end to homelessness, which would be about $20 billion.
Shit.
And we could provide college tuition to about 62.6 billion.
Wow.
And still have 54.4 billion to spare.
Oh my God.
With all that money that has gone overseas. And nothing is being done about this in America. Like, Iceland quickly acted and had their prime minister overthrown.
Yeah.
But nobody's talking about this. Like, there's no action being placed on these companies, like, in calling them to they can't have their companies. You cannot have a U.S. company and not be taxed here. You can't do that. Like and you have to have your taxes here.
Right. Oh my God. I just can't even believe if we need to really turn our eyes towards Iceland and how they were able to throw out their prime minister because of they rallied together. We're so divided here in America that we can't come together against a common cause.
And this should be, everybody should be outraged, because
right.
you're talking about keeping money out of America. And if you want to talk about, like, keeping America great, and you want to talk about fair trade within America, bringing jobs to America.
Right.
Look at what these corporations have done.
Exactly.
They get away with, they literally get away with murder in our country.
I know.
They have more rights than any human being in our country. These corporations are so protected.
Exactly. And if they do get punished, they get sent to, like, some low security minimum hang out on a couch jail. Like...
Right.
We treat our rich, who are the biggest criminals, the worst, more terrible than any run-of-the-mill drug dealer out there. They are evil, and we're just kind of so apathetic about it.
Yeah. And they, you know, to tie everything that we've talked about into today, they, you know, they help produce these, you know... The media, and they help produce these black hair care products. They produce these, you know, Disney cartoons. They perpetuate.
Exactly.
They're perpetuating a lot, and this is what Bernie Sanders talks about. Like,
right.
they're perpetuating a lot of the disenfranchisement of, like, keeping us separated because
right.
they benefit off of that.
Right.
Like, they help continue to create a lot of the hurt that we're all still experiencing with these companies. And I think we need to get really upset about these companies and demand this. They come back here, or they're shut out of America.
Right.
We have to do something. That's all that money.
And for those of you out there who are listening who are thinking, like, well, I'm just one person and there's a big corporation talking about it, chipping away at it, voting for different policies, making sure you elect officials that will ward against these things. Those are actions we all can do that will help our situation. And so we're not all apathetic about it. Look at who represents you in politics, because people in politics are the ones that create the laws, the ones that actually are supposed to be regulating this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So you can make a difference. We can make a difference. Look at Iceland. I'm so glad you brought this up. I'm so glad.
Yeah. Well, and I'm glad you encouraged our listeners. That was very moving. Thank you, Aneke.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Can you hear my clapping?
I can. Can you hear my clapping, too?
Okay.
Ooh, we have a little...
clapping for ourselves.
Yes.
And hopefully, if you're listening, you're clapping, too. Everybody clap. If you're listening, clap.
Yay!
Make a clap. All right. Well, Aneke, I don't think you won the quiz.
I didn't. Womp, womp.
It's because I kind of tricked you. But I won.
Mwah. Stop it. Well, it was good. I feel exercised. My brain has been exercised now.
Thanks for playing. See you next week on Quizlet Corner.
All right.
I feel like touching my nipples.
Oh, through your vest?
Do it.
Okay, I'm gonna.
And you're watching me. So who's the weirdo? Huh? Huh?
I didn't say I wasn't. Yeah, touch that nipple.
Done.
Mm-hmm. I see you. See you across the country. I'm still recording.
I know. Okay, good. All right, let's wrap it up. We'll just keep going into this.
Okay.
Aneke, wrapping it up, before we go, I wanted to talk about this.
Yes.
Did you know this?
What?
Black girls rock.
Oh, hell yeah. I know that every day, all day.
Yeah, but there was a TV show, Black Girls Rock.
It's an award show by BET.
You're like, I don't need to know that. I live it.
It's my life.
So how come...
This is me.
How come you... Why weren't you... This is me. This is me, Black Girls Rock. I want you to, next year when Black Girls Rock, it was a BET award show.
Yes.
And like, I want you just to show up, go up on stage and be like, and take an award and be like, this is me.
This is
and
me.
Just walk off.
And they'll be like, arrest that woman. She was not invited. She rocks, but she was not invited.
It looked like a lot of fun. I didn't know the show was happening.
Mm.
Did you know it was happening? Didn't know.
Yeah, I knew. It's been like, I think it's like the third or fourth year, something like that.
Had no idea, but Tracy Ross, Diana Ross's daughter.
I love her.
Also, Tracy Ross, she was the host.
She's also on.
She's amazing. She's got very great inspirational videos. She's amazing. She hosted.
Yeah.
She did this like tribute that's hilarious. If you haven't seen it, watch it.
Yes.
She's also on Blackish, which we talk about.
Yeah, she's great.
She did a tribute to like Chaka Khan, Queen Latifah, Rihanna, Beyonce, Janet, and even her mother, Diana Ross.
She would switch wigs between songs. It was the best. She'd be doing a little dance and somebody would come up and give her a new wig and then she'd do another dance.
Yeah, so good.
So good.
And then Brandy did a performance.
Yeah, what was this? What was this? Was she swigging? She was like swigging from some bottle. What was happening?
She was playing like a role. She was like, you know, the song was something about like being down on her knees and she was kind of like in this like 20s church lady. But I will say.
What?
She, if you haven't seen it, Brandy kills it. Like, she does a great job. Like, this isn't your grandma's Brandy. Brandy has aged and she's grown up.
Uh-oh.
Big old titties.
Okay.
And she had kids, so they're like big. Get ready, Aneke.
I'm not pregnant. Don't look over here.
Not yet. Listen, that wedding's happening.
I already got big boobs.
I know where babies come from. Okay.
Boobs.
So, but Brandy was playing. She was, but you know what? Brandy's realized she's like, I'm not Beyonce.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Rihanna. No.
She did this other like theatrical performance because she's like, you know who I am? I'm Cinderella, the actress. She's like, I'm Moesha. What does Moesha do? Act.
Okay.
So she did this like whole entire theatrical performance piece and
what?
Playing this like drunk 20s. It was amazing.
This is crazy. I need to revisit this.
The weirdest thing though is like some of the hashtags.
Oh, there was, what do you mean? Like, down at the bottom, there are, like, scrolling hashtags?
Yes! Some of the hashtags are really weird. One of them was hashtag free Brandy.
Why?
Free Brandy, like, what is she need to be free from? She... Is this because she, like, still, like, she killed that guy? She was driving on the wrong side of the road?
Yeah, but that was, like, 10 years ago. So, everything's 10 years ago.
Hashtag free Brandy, everything was, yeah.
What?
So anyways, I wanted to wrap up the episode with that.
I'm so glad. I really want to see Black Girls Rock. Next year, when it comes out, we should do a live recording where we're, like, watching it and talking about it.
Next year, we're going to be there.
Oh.
We're going to be nominated for number one Black Girl podcast.
Okay.
With a gay man.
Okay. It's our own special category.
We might actually have, like, one other podcast out there that we're running up against.
Oh,
I don't
want
to say their name because I don't want anybody to vote for them.
Okay.
But it's between... We have a 50-50 shot.
Yeah. It's a small market.
It is. We got this shit cornered.
Yeah.
There's room for all. There's room for all.
There is.
All right, girl.
We support each other.
I had such a great time hanging out with you. It never feels... Yes. I just love it.
Me too. It's like our weekly chats with friends.
It's been great. Hope y'all had a good time listening. Remember, put all the hair care products in your hair.
All of
Watch
them.
Watch all the Sailor Moon you can.
Just wash your hair with some Shea Moisture and while you're watching some Sailor Moon.
If you take anything away from this episode, those two things.
Get your child. And make them watch it.
And don't forget to free Brandy. She needs to be free. So.
Oh, Brandy.
Please free Brandy.
Oh my God, she needs help.
She does. I don't know what, but let's all rally and support.
We'll figure it out.
If we can't support around the Panama Papers, we can at least support around Brandy.
Aww, all right. Because she rocks.
See? All right. See y'all next week. Don't forget to be fabulous on Friday.
All right.
Bye, Nikki.
Bye.
See you next week, girl.